1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 36 degrees outside. We are seeing a break in precipitation, but it will not last long. We'll see a high near 37. And fortunately for us here in the Sheboygan area, we're on the warm side of this monster winter storm that's moving across the western Great Lakes. Some parts of northwest Wisconsin could see over a foot of snow by tomorrow. But we're on the warm side of this low, meaning that we'll mostly see rain and maybe even a rumble of thunder throughout the daytime hours. But that changes this evening as the low moves to the north. Winds will shift to the west, bringing in colder air and maybe a little bit of snow, but that colder air will freeze water on roadways very quickly. Also, winds will be picking up. We are under a high wind warning from 9 p.m. this evening until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Winds could gust at times over 50 miles an hour. So in short, weather conditions will cause treacherous road conditions overnight and early tomorrow. Some areas have canceled or delayed activities, and when we receive them, we'll post them on our website, WHBL.com, so keep going there for the latest list. This winter storm is prompting Governor Scott Walker to declare a state of emergency. Eric Rillert has more.
The Republican governor issued an executive order hours before the storm to ensure everyone is prepared. The storm has the potential to dump as much as 12 inches of snow in west central and northwest Wisconsin, while causing flood concerns elsewhere. The DOT is advising people to avoid traveling at all today, but if you absolutely have to get somewhere, have at least a half tank of gas and an emergency winter weather survival kit with you. You can also call 511 for road conditions before you leave home.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Citing a long list of problems and abuses, the city of Sheboygan has terminated its contract with the Sheboygan Softball Association for use of Wildwood Park. The resolution approved by the council last night indicates the SSA violated its contract with the city and has poorly managed the softball program. Mike Corney, spokesman for Mid-Lakes Softball, says they're ready to step in.
Get in touch with the city and try to propose an offer to them that they find suitable, that we can, you know, provide the softball and the organization that this city needs and deserves to have a good softball program.
Corney said his group was formed last summer in reaction to the way the SSA was running the softball program. Meanwhile, Mayor Mike Vandersteen says there will be softball in Sheboygan this summer. Mike Kinzel will have details tomorrow during Sheboygan's Morning News. Governor Walker's proposed $504 million income and property tax cut plan is another step closer to approval in the legislature. The Joint Finance Committee yesterday signed off on changes to the bill that are expected to give it the votes needed to pass in the Senate. State Representative John Richards and other Democrats argue the state's middle class would benefit more from using a projected budget surplus to increase education funding.
What we're hearing over and over again is that a tax break for the wealthy is the most important thing that we can do in this state.
Republicans like State Senator Alberta Darling defended the plan, saying the money belongs to taxpayers and should go back to them.
You're just so unhappy that things are going well. I just don't know why we don't want to cheer for Wisconsin, all be for Wisconsin.
The tax bill now heads to the state Senate. One of those Republicans who voted for the bill in committee was Area Senator, Joe Lipom. He said the proposal will make Wisconsin more tax-friendly and provide funding for worker training. Lipom added the plan will allow the average Wisconsin family to keep $700,000 more of their hard-earned money each year. Charges are now in place against the second 19-year-old in connection with a fatal beer truck robbery in Milwaukee. Mark Washington was charged with felony murder this week after the mother of another teen shot to death by a police officer recorded his confession. Khalib Saleh Ali has already been charged with felony murder and is accused of orchestrating the crime. Police shot and killed 19-year-old Cornelius Turner during a struggle on January 29th after he robbed a beer delivery driver. A Southside Manitowoc man with a concealed carry permit held a burglary suspect at gunpoint until police arrived early last night. Police and officers were dispatched about 6 o'clock after receiving a report of a burglary in progress. When they got there, officers detained two men, one holding a gun. The investigation determined the man with the gun spotted a burglar in his neighbor's garage and then drew his firearm for which he had a permit and held the suspect for police. The burglar, a 25-year-old Manitowoc man, is now in custody. Lakeshore Technical College received a $4,500 grant from the AT&T Foundation this morning to help LTC's Project Grill. Julie Tonkovich from AT&T said the grant fits the foundation's goals.
get in touch with the
which is education, trying to keep kids in school, trying to help them, you know, if they're kind of faltering, they don't know which direction to go to programs that will help them kind of finalize where they want to be in a lot sooner track.
Sarah Greenwood from LTC said Project Grill is a chance for students from 7 Sheboygan County high schools to partner with a local manufacturer to build a charcoal grill from start to finish.
So setting a budget, implementing a design, building a prototype to make sure that design works, and then starting to construct that grill, fabrication, welding, CAD drawing.
All grills will be displayed and used prior to a Sheboygan A's game on May 30th. Again, the weather should be all right for travel through most of the day. Today, we're on the warm side of this low-pressure system. Rain will be picking up throughout the afternoon, but come this evening, the winds shift, the temperatures drop, the winds increase, and we could see some very treacherous conditions. Your forecast, high near 37 today, and again, that rain to snow change, low near 20, high only 23 tomorrow. Currently 36 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg at 1206.